I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error. Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power, two Catholics with a PhD in common sense. Welcome to what I would call full contact Catholicism. There's no shadow boxing here. We're going to pull no punches. And Terry, let's get right to some soul food before we bring Father Don. Yeah,
we will. And Father Don Calloway, we're going to be talking about his great book, Consecration to Saint Joseph. And folks, you know our Fulton Sheen quote? I got it right out of Father's book. You're going to want to hear that. Yes, we always start with the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, what do we say as a church? Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. So let's read the gospel for today's Mass, Mark chapter 6, 34 to 44.
When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them. By the way, that word pity is also the word mercy in Greek, same word. For they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. It's funny. Right now, I kind of feel many people in the church feel exactly like that, like sheep without shepherd. But that's for another day. The gospel reads, and he began to teach them many things. By now, it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, this is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them, so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat. He said to them in reply, give them some food yourselves. But they said to him, are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat? He asked them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they had found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. Very interesting. 5 plus 2 equals 7. That's the number of the covenant. So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and fifties. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Interesting, 12. Mm-hmm. That's also the number of the Old Testament patriarchs, the number of the New Testament apostles. In other words, Jesus Christ, he's sufficient to satisfy both testaments because he's a Messiah. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This miracle, and that's exactly what it is, the miracle. Modernists will say, there's a natural explanation for this. That's the modernist heresy. This is a bona fide miracle. Jesus Christ was a wonder worker. And this also prefigures what happens at the Holy Mass every day. This event here anticipates that one day Jesus Christ, with his body and blood, he will provide a supernatural meal, which is basically the bread of life, throughout the whole world through the auspices of the Catholic Church. And by the way, that's why in the Gospels it says that many will be saved. It doesn't say all will be saved. Why? Because not all people are going to receive the bread of life. Although God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, not everybody receives the bread of life. And even some of those people receiving the bread of life are eating and drinking to their own condemnation, as St. Paul says, because they don't discern that it's the body and blood of Jesus. Terry?
Jesse, what you were referring to about modernists, what they say, I'll be specific, because I've heard it many times at Mass. Unfortunately, I like to say I never heard this, but it happens. They say it was the generosity of the people that multiplied the bread and the fishes, which is not right. You ever hear that? Reject it. It's not what the Catholic Church teaches. So that's all I wanted to say on that particular reading. But I want to welcome our good friend, Father Don Calloway. He's here listening to us, Jesse. And Father, I know we're going to talk about your book, Consecration to St. Joseph, but I don't want you to be quiet regarding the gospel of today. You got any comments about the gospel, my friend?
Yeah, you're a priest.
Yeah, I mean, what's amazing to me is I was just in the Holy Land last week, so I was there where that actually happened.
Really?
Yeah, it breaks my heart to think that a priest from the pulpit would say something that it's a matter of sharing. I mean,
give me a break.
Come on. You know, I mean, what? Why on earth would I become a priest if I'm just sharing share stories? This is a miracle. Amen. This is a miracle. Jesus is God. He's not some guru who just tree hugs and shares. You know, I mean, pitiful, man. Pitiful. Yep. Modernism, we got to destroy it, man.
Amen. Well, you know what, Father? I'm going to bring Bishop Sheen in right now to talk about a quote of the day, and it's taken right from your book, and then we'll jump right into your book. Full Sheen ahead. Can we bring that choo-choo train in, Mr. Engineer? Full Sheen ahead. Here's what Sheen says. On page 125 on Father Calloway's book, Consecration to St. Joseph, and I'm going to probably tell you three more times, get the book from Father, okay? Here's what Sheen says right in the book. Check this out. No husband and wife ever loved one another so much as Joseph and Mary. And here I am supposed to be as a Joseph to my wife, to love her as Joseph loved Mary. That's a tall order, Father Calloway.
It's a tall order, but that's God wants us to aim high, brother.
Amen, brother.
You know, when you're an archery, for example, if you want to hit the target, you got to aim above the target. If you aim at the target, you ain't going to hit it.
Yep.
It's the same thing with firing a rifle. Long range, you got to aim above it. So God wants us aiming high so you hit the target.
Got it.
That's why St. Joseph is our model.
Got it. Father, before Jess gets into this, I want to give a quote from Bishop Athanasius Snyder. And I got to tell everybody, get his book, his latest book by Bishop Athanasius Snyder. But he's endorsed Father Calloway's book. On the back it says, Consecration to St. Joseph. Father Calloway has given the church a precious gift. Okay, and he knows any good that Father Calloway does comes from God, and he thanks him for it. But the bishop is saying, St. Joseph is the patron of the church, terror of demons. He says, our spiritual father will teach us to place God above all things, strive for purity of heart, maintain a profound interior life, and has boundless confidence in the unchanging truth. Now is the time for individuals, families, parishes, dioceses to consecrate themselves to the spiritual fatherhood of St. Joseph, the most reverend Athanasius Snyder. Oh, hey, Father, why don't you go to the top in my book? He's the guy, if I was voting for the next pope, he'd be my pick. So how did you pull that one off?
I know. I'm with you, brother. I put all my chips on him, man. That guy is solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I sent him an email, and I gave him the manuscript in the email, awesome. And I said, I know you're busy, but would you mind taking a look at it and offering an endorsement? Yeah. And that guy is so awesome. I mean, I can't get enough of Bishop Snyder. That guy is just out of control good. So he said, Father, I'd love to do it. And he wrote back an endorsement.
Awesome, Father.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Well, let's get into the book, Jess.
Well, Father, I'm glad you wrote this book, and I'll tell you why, because there's a lack of male examples for Catholic men.
You think?
Let me set up the basically the playing field right now. We got homosexuality is replete within the clergy. Many of clergy have lost their identity as men. Amongst the lay people, fornication, recreational sex, masturbation, pornography. We have been attacked with sexual perversion since the 60s. The effeminization of men, radical feminism, churches emptying out. Virtually 80% of the parishes are women, 20% are men. Everybody in the sanctuary, other than fathers, a woman. Woman altar girls, female altar girls. And furthermore, we're seeing now conversion of Catholics in Europe, here in Los Angeles, New York. Men are being attracted to Islam because they say there's something strong there. There's a discipline. There's order. Mm. Father, this book could not come at a better time, because I'm telling you right now, as the Bible says, strike the shepherd and the sheep will flee. That's exactly what's happening. And we're looking right now for something to hang our coat on. And I think this book on St. Joseph, for men, we're going to finally say, finally somebody gives us a model, a Christian model of somebody who's a leader, a protector, of somebody who's an exemplary figure. And, you know, this is not some guy from the St. Gallen Mafia, some guy from the, you know, that promotes modernism. This is a man's man. And so that's my take why you wrote this book. Why did you write this book?
Yeah, give
me something. Am I on to something?
Oh, you're definitely on to something big time. I mean, we could go on and on. So basically it's twofold why I wrote the book. Because of the situation which you explained, that's one of them, because you're right. There has been an emasculization. I don't know if I said that word right.
Yeah, that's right. You got
men
it.
Have been emasculated.
Yeah.
Lately. I mean, it's so evident
in
the culture and everything. Today, whenever you know you hear about manhood, the media wants to say, don't exhibit a strong manhood, or we'll call that toxic masculinity. We want you to basically be a bunch of effeminate dudes who are just, you know, totally in touch with your emotions and display no strength. And that's off. That's radically off. And that's why we have problems with fatherless families, why we have, you know, the plague of pornography that we have, because men are searching for their identities today because they've been told, we don't want you. We don't need you. You know, when you have a culture which says, you know, where two women try and get married and then try and raise a child, they're basically saying, we don't want men. We don't want fatherhood. We hate it. And so we've got a serious attack today on masculinity and on fatherhood. Ultimately, it's against the fatherhood of God.
Amen, Father. I'm praying. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back to talk to Father Don Calloway about his new book.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Jesse Romero. Join me on a pilgrimage of faith and discovery to Poland for the 100th year anniversary of the birth of St. John Paul II in May of 2020. Together, we'll experience the faith, beauty, and culture of Poland and become imbibed with the spirit of John Paul II. We'll visit the town of Wadowice, where John Paul was born, and the city of Krakow, where he was ordained and later became bishop. We'll also travel to Jasna Góra and visit Our Lady of Częstochowa, and we'll have a chance to venerate the original image of the merciful Jesus at St. Faustina's convent and the city that St. Maximilian Kolbe built for the Immaculata. Finally, we'll pay a visit to Auschwitz, where St. Maximilian Kolbe was martyred. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to worship and discover your own faith at places where St. John Paul II grew in his own love for our Lord. For more information or how to join this pilgrimage, visit my website at jesseromero.com.
Hebrews 11:3 says, "By faith we come to understand." According to St. Augustine, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand. May God grant us a strong living faith in Him and His divine plan of salvation, and help us to believe so that we may understand.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
St. Joseph, Terror of Demons, pray for us. Father Don Calloway, you definitely see the landscape things don't bode well for men right now. The secular culture has, again, emasculating men. The whole Me Too movement, which men have brought unto themselves, the whole gender identity confusion, the entire legalization of homosexual marriage. Are you kidding me? Right now, more than any other time, we need to see what is the epitome of a man. And I think you just nailed it by writing a book on Saint Joseph. I'm sure this is part of the reason why you wrote the book, to give Catholic men around the world the solution to the problem. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. Because when there's disorder in a house, you have to have the father do something about it. So no good father creates a mess. We need to be real clear about that. No good father should create disorder and chaos in his house. A father brings about structure, discipline, and order. And so when you have, in the world and sadly today in the church, when you've got chaos and confusion, we need a good father. We need St. Joseph to help us with this, to get back to the basics, fundamentals, 101 of what it means to be a family, what it means to be a woman, what it means to be a man, what it means to be holy. That's where St. Joseph is needed on the battlefield today.
Father, in your book, you make it very clear what the difference is between consecration to Mary, to St. Joseph. Why can you tell us a compelling reason why someone should get the book and prepare like I'm preparing to make my consecration to St. Joseph? I made my consecration to Mary 40 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
But I want to understand, for the benefit of those who need to get your book, what's the difference?
Yeah, so it's complementary. So, for example, by our baptism, we're consecrated to Jesus Christ. Yep. He's our God. Mm-hmm. Many of us have made a devotional or filial consecration to Mary, which is highly recommended. I ask all the viewers to please do that. But remember, we're not members of a one-parent spiritual family.
Amen.
Mary is our spiritual mother. Saint Joseph is our spiritual father. Yep. In no way does consecration to Saint Joseph take away from anything that you've given to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Don't you want to give everything of yourself to both of your spiritual parents?
Of course, of course.
That's what Jesus did, right?
Yes.
He lived under the roof of Mary and Joseph. And so if we want to fully imitate him, let's be members of the Holy Family. You know what I mean? This is what consecration to St. Joseph does, is it brings us deeper into our love for Jesus and for Mary. So I think that's why it's been saved for this time. Mm-hmm. When families are being attacked, let's close the gap. Let's close ranks with St. Joseph, the head of the Holy Family.
Amen. A big amen. Wow.
Father, give us a couple of stories. People love to hear stories of how the saints, specifically St. Joseph, terror of demons, how he can protect us from the diabolical. I'm sure your book is replete with a few stories.
Yeah.
Lots of stories.
Yeah. There's, I go back to the one guy who's the perfect model of this, is the guy who was a former Satanist.
Yeah.
Bartolo Longo.
Oh my gosh.
Now, yeah, this guy, one of my favorites, because he loved the rosary. He came out of Satanism because of the rosary. Mm-hmm. And now he's blessed Bartolo Longo. But what a lot of people don't know, especially the English speaking world, is that Blessed Bartolo Longo had a phenomenal devotion to St. Joseph as the terror of demons.
Wow. Mm.
And so in my book, I have translated for the first time in English stuff from Blessed Bartolo Longo, because it's only available in Italian. Mm-hmm. He has phenomenal prayers to St. Joseph as the terror of demons. And he even, and I love this, guys, check this out. He even calls St. Joseph the vicar of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
like hardcore stuff.
I love
man.
It. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Father, you know, talk about stories. You talk about our spiritual father, and this is a great story. I read it, and I was so moved by this story about a priest. He was a Dominican, but it's on page 97 of your book, and it says, patron of the Universal Church, St. Joseph. Tell us, in 1870, you know, the Holy Father made this pronouncement that, you know, St. Joseph is the patron of the Universal Church. But can you tell us about the Dominican priest who really made a huge sacrifice for that to happen?
He did. And this is, I'm glad you brought that up, because we're in 2020 now.
Yeah.
So this is the 150th anniversary of when Blessed Pope Pius IX declared St. Joseph the patron of the Universal Church.
Amen.
And the reason that the Pope did that in 1870 was because a few years before that, this Dominican priest, Father Jean Joseph Latas.
Yep, 1832. Yep.
Very, very devoted to St. Joseph. He wrote a letter to the Pope and he said, Holy Father, I'm begging you, declare St. Joseph the patron of the Universal Church because we need him.
Amen.
And I am willing to make of my life a sacrifice to see this happen. So the incredible thing is 1 year after he wrote that letter to the Pope, he died.
He's only 37.
The priest died. Yeah.
He's a guy.
And now he's blessed Jean-Joseph Lataste. And 1 year after he died, the Pope said, I accept the sacrifice of this Dominican priest, and I declare St. Joseph the patron of the Universal Church.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a story, man. Smoke that. Wow. I love it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what we're dealing with here.
Yes.
We're talking about there's a movement. The Holy Spirit is inspiring the hearts of people in the last 150 years to really promote St. Joseph. And I think that right now we're going to open an era, a time of St. Joseph unlike we've ever had in the church before. I think it's here, brothers.
I am with you, brother. Wow.
From your lips to God's ears.
Amen.
Father, give us the history, the development of that phrase. I use that all the time. An exorcist told me about 10 years ago, start attaching that to your prayers. St. Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. So I've been doing that for probably a little over 10 years. What's the history behind that title? What's the theology behind that title? I know, I can tell you that I've seen it done in several sessions, and I've heard I've seen the people react very with
effective.
A real strong aversion.
Yep.
Energumen, which is what St. Thomas Aquinas calls the possessed, when that name is deployed by a priest in the rite, and I can tell you, it is very powerful. They start screaming. They'll start saying, no, no, not him. No, no, not him. You could see the terror in their face that the demon manifests through the person when St. Joseph is invoked. So tell us a little bit about that title, Terror of Demons, the theology and maybe the history behind it.
Yeah. So, you know, after the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Joseph is the holiest of all saints because of his mission. It required extraordinary graces. So that title, it's been around for a while, and it basically says that St. Joseph, remember, he's the one who saved the Savior from Herod. So when Herod wanted to kill the Christ child, it was St. Joseph who saved him by taking him to Egypt. And so that reality terrifies the devil. And also the fact that God, in the person of Jesus Christ, obeyed St. Joseph. Mm. I mean, that is profound. The devil is terrified of the paternal authority that St. Joseph has. And so that title has been around for a while, Terror of Demons. However, you guys are going to love this.
Yeah.
The Litany of St. Joseph was only finally approved in 1909 by Pope St. Pius X. And why was it approved at that time? Modernism. That's why.
Yep.
And so you get St. Joseph, the Terror of Demons, added at the very end of the Litany of St. Joseph to show we need to push back against these forces of darkness that are creeping in and trying to destroy the mystical body of Christ. And then it continued to be promoted, that title, throughout the 20th century to overcome things like communism, right?
Yes.
So that's when several popes, Pius XI and Pius XII, talked about that, invoked him with that title. And now, what do we need to use that title up against today? Socialism.
Amen.
Right? So we need to call upon St. Joseph, the Terror of Demons, again in our times. And that's why I think we're going to hear that title more and more in our times. And I actually commissioned artwork for that title. There's no other artwork in the world called Terror of Demons. But I now have three images in the book and on the new website. And people can get those images. And they're awesome.
Father, before I talk, I wanted to talk about those images that are in the book. They're beautiful, but I want to also add one more thing. Not only did St. Joseph save Jesus' life, he saved the Blessed Mother's life. That's got to tick the devil off, too.
Yep, you betcha.
Yeah. Hey, Father, for people to get your book, how do they just go to fathercalloway.com? Is that an easy way to get your book?
Yeah, they can get it there, or we have a brand new website that just focuses on the book and that art we're talking about. That's consecrationtosaintjoseph.org. If they go there, they'll be able to get everything. And check this out.
Tell me.
The book is doing so well that Amazon is out of stock. They don't even have it right now. They'll get it again.
Yeah.
But I'm getting contacted by people that are like, Father, I can't get your book. I'm like, well, don't worry. They'll get it. But go to consecrationtosaintjoseph.org.
Yeah.
It'll come in the mail in a couple of days.
Good. Well, that's good to know. And you know what, Father, when you say the website, I want to make sure people know Saint is ST. So it's consecration and then stjoseph.org. So they get to the right website.
Right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Father Don Calloway, this book is awesome. And I'm, you know, I know just this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm making my holy hour and there were several people in church and they just showed me your book and they went like, yeah. And I said, thumbs up. Yeah, no, that was cool. We're before the Blessed Sacrament, and we're all preparing, reading your book. Thank you, Jesus. Jesse, before we take a quick break, I just want to remind everybody the Spiritual Warfare Conference is coming up. You're coming to California, Jesse. We got about 500 people coming to St. Christopher's Church. If you haven't joined us and you still want to come, there's plenty of room. We'll make room. Just call 877-526-2151 or go online to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Father Don, before we take the quick break, are you still in charge of vocations for your community?
Yeah, and we're doing great. We have 31 seminarians right now, guys.
You hear that? That's and you know what, Father? We send people your way all the time because we think what you're doing is so important for the church. And if someone wants to consider being a priest, a young man, how do they contact you for that, Father?
Yeah, they can go to my own personal website, which is fathercalloway.com, and they have a vocation link. You can email me, you can give me a call, and we'll start the conversation. We'll start the discernment.
One more endorsement on the back of your book is from Dr. Scott Hunt, who you were taught by, I think, at Steubenville years ago. He says this, people, get the book. He said, this book is a marvel. It's a summary of the whole of the study of St. Joseph, the wisdom, the saints, the teachings of the popes, the reflections of theologians, and yet it's readable. That's what I like, Father, for a guy like me, and accessible to anyone, clergy, laity, men or women, married or single, everyone. This book and Consecration to St. Joseph is a gift not only from Father Calloway, but from our Lord to get through our current crisis. See, Scott Hahn knows there's a crisis, and so does Father. And all the way home to heaven, let us look and learn from St. Joseph, our spiritual father of us all. We'll be back to ask Father more questions about his beautiful book called Consecration to St. Joseph. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. We're too blessed to be stressed. We're too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, we'd be billionaires. We'll be right back.
Welcome to our January 11th, 2020 Spiritual Warfare Conference. Every year without fail, this is our most popular, well-attended event. This year's Spiritual Warfare Conference will host Adam Bly, a Catholic demonologist, and an auxiliary member of the International Association of Exorcists, along with Dr. Luis Sandoval, a psychiatrist who's part of the Healing, Deliverance, and Exorcism team for the Diocese of Orange. These two gentlemen bring tons of experience and expertise in the area of spiritual warfare. This is going to be a high-information Catholic seminar. I'll be there as well, sharing some riveting stories on the diabolical and liberation found through Jesus Christ from my best-selling book, The Devil and the City of Angels. Mark your calendars, come and join us, and meet other radio hosts from Jesus 911. Contrary to popular belief, spiritual warfare is not demon-centered. It's Christ-centered. Come join us and learn how to armor up and fight the good fight of faith. Catholics, wake up. Don't hit the snooze button. Join us at St. Christopher Catholic Church, 629 South Glendora Avenue, West Covina, California, on January 11, 2020. See you then. Strength and honor in Jesus' name.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, A portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio, and it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
The program's rated PG. Praise God. We've got Father Donald Calloway here. We're talking about his incredible book. I know it's a book for everybody, but boy, oh boy, do men need this book more than anybody
that's
else.
That's right.
Because that's precisely who Satan is attacking, going after men. And more than, you know, it's funny because men are always looking for, this is why the Hollywood's always coming out with these movies, Avengers, you know, yeah. Avengers, Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3. You know why? I'll tell you why. Hollywood has just tapped into something that you tapped into, Father. Hollywood knows that men are looking for heroes. We're looking for the Vince Lombardis. We're looking for the, you know, Angelo Dundees. You know, we're looking for these great motivational guys and stuff, you know, these great generals and stuff, you know, Pattons. This is Patton right here. St. Joseph, you gave us Angelo Dundee, the greatest boxing coach. You know, you gave us the greatest football coach, you know, the greatest war general. You wrapped it up into this one person called St. Joseph because men are looking to follow a leader.
Amen.
And to emulate the virtues of a true man. And you've given it to us in this book. So, Father, on a practical level for people listening right now, tell us how St. Joseph will protect us from the diabolical. Do you have some prayers in your book? Do you have a chapter on consecration? How can lay people access the protection of St. Joseph from the diabolical?
Yeah, so I definitely have some prayers. There's a section of prayers in the book. So you can call upon his intercession for that. But I think it's because of that relationship that you're going to have with him as your spiritual father. He's going to cloak you with his paternal cloak. He's going to, you know, be the provider, the protector, the defender for you, just like he was for Jesus. So if he was that for our Lord, he also fulfills that role for the members of the mystical body of Christ. That's you and me. Mm. And so that's why it's important to get to know him. And that's why, you know, the book, it unpacks his titles, his privileges, his virtues, his honors, all of that stuff, so that you can get to know him, fall in love with him, and then say, St. Joseph, take me. I'm yours. I'm your spiritual child. I need you right now because the forces of darkness in the world are strong, but you're stronger. Because where you are, the Holy Spirit is, and you want our Lord and our Lady to be more present in my life. And here's the thing. Check this. You guys are going to love this.
Perfect.
When I discovered this, it blew my mind.
Yeah.
Do you know what Joseph means etymologically,
no.
The word Joseph?
No.
It means increase. Saint Joseph is the increaser. See, that's manly.
I love
that's
it.
Sons of Thunder. You're a rock. You're the increaser. I mean, that's our Joseph, guys. That's the guy who, you know, for example, a military chaplain is called a strength multiplier in the military because he rallies the troops. Imagine what St. Joseph can do if we bring him more into our lives and families, parishes, dioceses, and the priesthood. He's going to increase virtue, holiness. He is the increaser. That's who he is.
Amen to that. Father, on page 90 of your book, you've got all kinds of saints saying nice things about St. Joseph and their devotion, but there's one story from St. Teresa of Avila. You mentioned she was a bold woman and what she had to write in her autobiography. Could you share that story with us?
Yeah, she's one of the greatest promoters of devotion to St. Joseph, and she knows that herself. I mean, she talks about how he rescued her from some serious things that she was wrapped up in before she went about being a reformed Carmelite and reforming, you know, her convents, yeah. which she named almost all of them after St. Joseph. But she actually presents a challenge to people. She says that most saints, they help you in a particular area, a particular need of your life. But St. Joseph has authority as our spiritual father to help us in all areas of our life. And she encouraged her listeners and her readers to challenge that, test it, mm-hmm. to ask his intercession and watch what happens. And brothers, it's true. St. Joseph is amazing. He is so neglected in the spiritual life that he's just waiting to help us and to show his paternal affection and love for us. It's true.
Wow. Jesse.
You know, I'll tell you one thing that sparked in me 20 some odd years ago when I started reading scripture.
Yeah.
Is in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, where Jesus is lost and he's found by Joseph and Mary. And it says, I think it's verse 51, it says, and Jesus obeyed his parents. I'm paraphrasing
fourth that commandment.
And I said to myself, this is God here, and the Bible says that he obeyed these two people, Joseph and Mary.
Yeah.
How could Protestants have this very diminished view of Joseph and Mary, what we would call the saints, if even God incarnate, listened to their beckoning words? It's right in scripture. That was something that basically showed me years ago, over 20 years ago. I said, there's something different about Saint Joseph, even above and beyond all the other saints, because it doesn't say that about anybody else other than Joseph and Mary, that Jesus listened to them. It doesn't say that Jesus listens to St. Matthew or St. Luke or Padre Pio or anybody else, but it does say that Jesus listened to Joseph. Father, can you develop that thought?
Yeah. No, you've touched upon something so profound because, you know, Jesus obeyed St. Joseph and he was reverent towards him in the sense of He respected him. He respected his authority because he saw it as given from his heavenly father. That's why people talk about Saint Joseph is the shadow of the heavenly father for our Lord as he's growing up as a young boy. And that's another reason why Satan and the demons hate Saint Joseph because, you know, God doesn't obey anyone except when he becomes flesh and places himself under the authority of Mary and Joseph. That upsets the demons so much because they know that Saint Joseph has power in that. And that's something incredible to think about because God doesn't call anyone father, right?
Right.
But there's one person, one creature, a human person that God in the person of Jesus Christ, a divine person, calls father, and that's Joseph. And the devil does not like that. Devil does not like that.
Well, man, that's a great answer, Father. Thank you. Brother.
And, you know, Father, I'll tell you what I like about that answer. You just clarified something in my mind is that I know that demons, they do operate in the world of, they're very legal. In other words, they know the SOP, the standard operating procedures of the spiritual world. Mm. And again, they know the fourth commandment, the power, honor thy father and thy mother. And they know that gives somebody authority. And the fact that God incarnate would defer to Saint Joseph, a human being, and call him father, and they know the fourth commandment, demons know the power, the legal spiritual power of Saint Joseph.
Yep, that's exactly right. And that's why I think we need to emphasize the fatherhood of Saint Joseph today so that all men can recognize the dignity in their fatherhood so that we can restore culture and reverence for women and children. When we get fatherhood right, we're going to restore the order in families, in society, even in the church. We're going to stop with this craziness going on, and we're going to get discipline and order back. Those are not our enemies. They are our friends. It's how it works. And so this is why St. Joseph's fatherhood especially is what we need today.
Well said, Father. We know statistically, if the father is living his Catholic faith, the percentage of the kids that are going to be Catholic for life are going to be way up. But if it's the other side, mom is practicing, a dad isn't, then very few will actually continue. That's the influence of a dad. Father, in your book, you have a great a chapter in your talk about Brother Andre Bessette, who's one of my favorite saints. I've been to St. Joseph's Oratory many times, and, you know, over a million people went to his funeral when he died in 1937. Can you share how his love for St. Joseph, I mean, he was a miracle worker up in Montreal, was he not?
He was, and now all over the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's amazing is he was never a priest. And this again, you know, just going back to St. Joseph again, yeah. Think about this. St. Joseph was not the Pope. Nope. He was not a priest. And yet he's greater than any Pope or any priest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was a layman. Wow. St. Joseph was a layman.
That's great.
Right?
Yeah.
It's his fatherhood that has power. And so that's what St. Andre Bessette tapped into. So when all these people were coming to him, and he was just a porter, he just answered the door, right?
Yes.
And yet he helped so many people, because what did he say to them when they came with all of their health issues, financial issues, marriage struggles? He said, go to Joseph.
Yep.
Which basically is saying, go to your father. Go to your father. And that's what we need to do today. So, you know, we need more examples like St. Andre Bessette of telling people, go to Joseph.
Thank you. Jesse.
You know, Father, you just, right now I just had one of those.
I had a brain fart.
Yeah. my mind just expanded right now.
I love it.
All kinds of fireworks went off. I never made that connection. You're talking about priests and lay people.
Yep.
Right now, it just dawned on me, based on what you said, that the two greatest saints in heaven are not priests or bishops or popes.
Right.
Are two lay people.
Yeah.
Joseph and Mary. I'm embarrassed to say that. This is the first time I've ever really thought about that.
Me too.
And it just became concrete. Mm-hmm. The greatest people in heaven right now and forevermore, they're not clergy. No denigration to the clergy.
No.
Right.
But it's just they're lay people. Mom,
yeah.
You know, mother and a father, a husband and a wife, which goes to show. This is why, I guess, you know, Vatican II's called not
universal.
Only priests and bishops and the popes, but called everybody to holiness. And we have the perfect example with Joseph for men and Mary for women, right?
Absolutely. And that's why, I mean, as you said, it's a husband and a wife that are the holiest people in heaven. And so that's why we need this consecration to St. Joseph today, to close the gap and to bring in this element of the Holy Family. Because this is what's at stake. I mean, Sister Lucia dos Santos, right? The
yep.
longest lived visionary of the Fatima apparitions.
Yep.
She said that the final battle between good and evil will be over marriage and the family.
Yep.
Are we not seeing that today?
Oh,
totally
absolutely.
We are.
Absolutely.
With gender confusion, with all of this stuff, you know, it's so everywhere. People don't even know which bathroom to use today. We're so jacked up, right? We need St. Joseph.
Hey, we do.
He'll tell us which bathroom to use.
You got it. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Holy House of Loreto and the connection to St. Joseph with Father Don Callaway.
This is Matthew Arnold for Virgin Most Powerful Radio. This March, VMPR, in association with the Catholic Resource Center, will be hosting a special conference for the Adoremus Society. Adoremus at the Triduum, a conference on the spirituality of the Triduum liturgies, featuring Father Joseph Fessio, Dr. Anthony Lillis, and Christopher Karstens, addressing such topics as developing a liturgical spirituality, the spirituality of Holy Thursday, the spirituality of Good Friday, and the spirituality of the Paschal Vigil and Easter season. It all takes place March 14th, 2020, at the historic Sacred Heart Chapel at 381 West Center Street, Covina, California, 91723. You can register online at vmpr.org or call now 877-526-2151 to reserve your seat today for Adoremus at the Triduum. Jesus said in Luke 17, "When you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have only done our duty.'" According to St. John of the Cross, God is pleased with the little deeds we do in secret.
He takes more pleasure in these than in a multitude of grand works that we may do out of the desire to be seen by others. May God help us to do the things that please Him, and not just to appear great in the eyes of others.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
St. Joseph, Terror of Demons, pray for us. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us. We got Father Donald Calloway. We've got his new book here, Consecration to St. Joseph. I think we've all got our own copies here.
That's right.
This is what I would call a manual for men.
Amen.
It's a man, you know what? I'll tell you what, spiritually speaking, this will put hair on your chest, guys, reading something like this, I'm telling you. So, Father, talk a little bit about the Holy House of Loretto and its connection to St. Joseph.
Oh, this is amazing because the world needs to know about this. And we're actually celebrating, I think it started already, like a special year of the Holy House of Loretto. Not a lot of people know about it, and I've only read a little snippet of it in English. I wish the Vatican would put out more about it, but there's something going on with this. We're celebrating something right now for this. Check this out. So the home of the Holy Family that they lived in Nazareth, right?
Yep.
So it was there for centuries. St. Francis of Assisi visited it in the 12th century. But in the 13th century, all of a sudden, it disappeared. It just left. And all the villagers there in Nazareth, they knew it was there, and then one day it was gone. They saw the foundation still there, but they had no explanation for what happened to it. Well, God sent his holy angels to transport it from the Holy Land to Italy. And, you know, again, you've got modernists who will say, well, it was a family whose last name was De Angelis, so they I'm like, bunk, okay? This has been affirmed by popes,
yep,
by saints, by mystics, and by heaven itself. This is why Our Lady of Loretto is the patroness of aviation. We're not making this junk up, right? The holy angels took the Holy Family's house from Nazareth to Italy. Now, why did they do this? Here's why. Because 2 years after it disappeared from Nazareth, Muslims came into Nazareth and completely sacked the entire town, destroyed it. So had the home in Nazareth been there, they would have destroyed it. So God took this relic, one of the greatest relics that we have. This is where the Holy Family slept, ate, prayed, worked. I mean, that place is unbelievable. Took it to Italy for safekeeping, and it's still there to this day in the town of Loretto.
Yep.
I've seen it.
I have too. Yep.
So Father, what you're telling me is that history records that God
intervened,
secured and saved this holy house of the Holy Family from the religion of peace known as Islam.
Yep. That's exactly it.
All right.
Yeah. And the important thing to remember is, you know, we call it Our Lady of Loretto and all of that, which is true. But don't forget Joseph. It was also Joseph's house, right?
Yep.
He was the head of the Holy Family. He was the man of that household. So it's important to bring – we got to start bringing St. Joseph into all this stuff. So it ain't just Our Lady of Fatima. St. Joseph was also at Fatima. It ain't just Our Lady of Knock. St. Joseph was also at Knock.
That's right.
We've got to start bringing in St. Joseph to all this stuff.
Okay.
We're not going to get the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary until we get the Holy Family right.
These two apparitions that you just mentioned, St. Joseph also appeared at some point in time there?
Mm-hmm. Yes. He was right there. Yeah, I've been there. I've seen
That's never even mentioned, by the way.
I've heard it.
You've got to really search at the Catholic Encyclopedia to find something like that. But that should be common knowledge, but it's not.
No.
Father, why is St. Joseph the patron of a holy death?
Good question.
Oh, because, I mean, he died the best of all deaths in the arms of Jesus and Mary, which is what every Christian should be striving for,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so, I mean, can you imagine to be gazing upon
the
loving eyes of Our Lady and with our Lord himself holding you? I mean, come on.
Doesn't get any better.
That's what it's all about.
Yep. Hey, Father, I know we only got a couple minutes, but I want you to talk a little bit about the commissioned art of St. Joseph. You talked a little bit about it, but in the back of your book, for those on YouTube and Facebook, they can see this. I'm like, whoa, this got me going. I said, these are beautiful pictures portraying St. Joseph. Tell us why you did this.
Yeah, so I was sick and tired of seeing Joseph as some old decrepit man who can barely walk, right?
Yeah.
Joseph, okay? Old men don't walk to Egypt, as Mother Angelica said, and they don't walk back from Egypt all the way to Nazareth and then have to walk to Jerusalem three times a year to fulfill the Jewish rituals for men.
That's right.
It ain't going to happen for an old guy.
That's a strong dude right there. That's a strong dude.
That's exactly right. So we need, in our churches, more images that depict him as young, masculine, because sometimes he looks effeminate. I'm like, what's up with that? So we got to get him masculine, strong, and young. Then we'll want to be like him.
Amen.
Right? He was the father of Jesus, not the grandfather of Jesus. That ain't a walking stick. That's a weapon. Okay? So we've got to bring – so that's what I did. So, for example, I don't know if you'll be able to see it.
Yeah,
but I've got some commissioned art here.
Absolutely.
Right? Look at that one right there. You see Mary –
yes.
Look at that. The Immaculata and the Terror of Demons. I mean, that's serious stuff, man. So that's what we need today. And if you go to consecrationtosaintjoseph.org, you can buy those images.
Awesome. Sign me up, man. I'm going to get on that one. Hey, Father, talking about people getting the book, I want to make sure they can just go to consecrationtosaintjoseph.org to get the book, consecrationtosaintjoseph.org. Consecrationtosaintjoseph.org.
Yeah.
Pick up the book. This is going to be so important. And you know what? I want to just leave you on this. I think the crisis in the church is really a crisis of spirituality. It's a crisis of saints. We need more. You know, like Cardinal Seurat said in his book, if you don't like what's going on, you know, because of your priest, your bishop, you know, all these leaders in the church, then you be a saint to them. And I think this book is going to help us be a saint through the intercession of St. Joseph. Father, your final thoughts on what people are going to get from your book. In other words, I know I can't cover everything, but what did I miss?
Well, the book is for individuals and groups. So I'm hoping that individual people do it. You know, they can spend their own time with it.
Yeah.
But it's also designed to be done in groups. So in a parish and in a prayer group and a diocese. Like, for example, the Bishop of Charlotte, North Carolina, just declared a year of St. Joseph for his diocese.
Awesome.
Totally awesome.
Yeah.
Brothers, we need a year of St. Joseph for the whole church because we've never had one. 2,000 years of Christianity, we've never had a year of St. Joseph.
What?
We've never even had a pope named Joseph.
What?
Wow.
I did not know that.
Hello? Right?
Oh, really?
So now's the time, guys. So my prayer is that the fruit of this book brings St. Joseph in to individuals, parishes, do it as a group. The whole program of how to do it as a group is in the book.
Yep.
Let's become like our spiritual father. All children look like their parents.
Yep.
Let's start looking like St. Joseph in our virtues, and then we'll see a changed world and a church that returns to the fundamentals of holiness.
Wow. Amen to that. Jess, your thoughts?
Yep. Father, did Fulton Sheen have a devotion to St. Joseph?
Oh, big time. I've got him all over the book. His quotes on him. Oh, he was all about St. Joseph. Loved him dearly.
Yeah. Father Don, last thought I want to ask you is you got such powerful endorsements from even Jim Caviezel, who was the actor on The Passion of Christ. I remember meeting Jim when he was just coming back to the church decades ago, and he started reading Louis de Montfort. A priest gave him that. And he said that on your back of your book, but now he's recommending everyone to get your book. And so, I mean, we're talking some big people out there that have big influence on people. And I just want to encourage us, Jesse and myself, we endorse this book 110%, folks. So get the book because it's going to change your life.
Thanks, brothers.
You bet. Jesse,
Father, here's the last thing before we wrap it up. We, covet, and we ask you for your priestly blessing.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yes, indeed. Honored to give it. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless all the listeners strengthen them through the intercession of the Virgin Most Powerful, through the intercession of Saint Joseph, the terror of demons. Help us in our confused time through his intercession to restore order to our lives, order to the church, order to families. We ask this, we beg this through the powerful paternal intercession of Saint Joseph. And I give this blessing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father Don Calloway, thanks for taking time with us. We hope one day we'll be able to work even more with you regarding St. Joseph, whether it's a conference, but we'll talk more about that because we do want to have a year of St. Joseph.
Yeah, that would be good to bring him here to California for just a whole weekend St. Joseph's conference. A whole day, all day from morning to evening, just a whole St. Joseph's conference. And I think it's just needed around the country.
Yeah, we'll do what we can to help work with you, Father. We love what your community, not only you, we love the Marian helpers. Are you kidding me? They're like the bulwark right now in the church. These guys are doing great work. And
here's one last thing. Well, let me ask you one last question. I think another thing, the restoration, bringing men back to the church, is also when the Mass is celebrated reverently.
Amen.
It looks like a military function when it's celebrated with reverence. And I think Saint Joseph, I don't know, he attended. Jews were very big on liturgy, so whatever liturgy he saw, it was very reverent and robust
orderly
and stuff. So Saint Joseph, help us
restore
our liturgy and hopefully fill our churches up again. What do you say?
Yep, and he will, because now. And this is something shameful to us. It's almost horrible to think about. Saint Joseph's name wasn't even in the Mass.
Oh yeah, until recent.
Until recent times. Yeah. So now we've got his name. So we invoke him by name, right? In all the Eucharistic prayers now. That's saying something. The Holy Spirit is saying, pay attention to Joseph, right? And you made the connection, Jesse, especially in the liturgy. Again, a father restores order, and that's what we need today. We need more reverence at Mass. We need it celebrated with great devotion and not all the crazy chaos that we got going in. Let's bring St. Joseph also into the liturgy. Amen.
Amen. Father, thank you again for joining us here at the Terry and Jesse Show. We'll do another show soon with you. May God richly bless you and your community.
God bless, brothers.
Got it, man. Hey, up next is the Bible with the Barbers. Mary Danielle, my wife, is going to be talking and studying the Epiphany. And she's got some interesting things about the Epiphany that I think you won't want to miss. Jesse, you're coming to California, brother.
Yeah, this weekend.
What else do you have? Don't you have something else also? I want to make sure if there's something. Are you going to be at a local parish?
No, I'm just going straight to California.
Wow, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Jesse, you're...
Well, I turned a couple things down. I need my rest.
No, you do. Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks again for joining us, folks, and thanks for supporting Virgin Most Powerful. We're coming up, Jesse, on our anniversary for 2 years for Virgin Most Powerful Radio. I can't believe it. We couldn't do it without you, our listener. If you want to become a monthly donor, you'll get copies of all our conferences. You'll get all kinds of recordings from Scott Hahn, Father Calloway, by just going to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. And you can sign up there or call 877-526-2151. Jesse Romero, good question. What state should we be living in, brother?
Always live in the state of grace. Make that your permanent location. Don't ever live in a state of mortal sin. Not even for the weekend. Don't vacation there. Don't even cruise by there in your car. Get the hell out. Get to confession if you're in a state of mortal sin. Get right with God. And remember this. You were made for greatness. You are not made for mediocrity.
Well said. And as they say with Bishop Sheen, full sheen ahead here at Virgin Most Powerful. Thanks again for all you do. Up next, again, Mary Danielle and myself, Bible with the Barbers. We're going to be talking about the Epiphany. We'll be right back.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to Thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou Thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of Thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of Thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.